Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, the Ides of March, 2023, March 15th. Microsoft-backed OpenAI starts release of powerful AI tool known as GPT-4. Yes, ChatGPT has evolved, and it's smarter and less honest than ever. The startup AI, OpenAI, on Tuesday said it's beginning to release a powerful artificial intelligence model known as GPT-4, setting the stage for human-like technology to proliferate and more competition between its backer, Microsoft Corporation, and Alphabet Inc.'s Google. OpenAI, which created the chatbot sensation ChatGPT, said in a blog post that its latest technology is multimodal, meaning images as well as text prompts can spur it to generate content. The text input feature will be available to ChatGPT Plus subscribers as software developers with a wait list and to software developers with a wait list, while the image input ability remains a preview of its research. The highly anticipated launch signals how office workers may turn ever-improving AI for still more tasks, as well as more technology companies, as how technology companies are locked into competition to win business from such advantages, and really pretty incredible advancements being made with ChatGPT. Apparently, it not only passed with flying colors the bar and could technically be a lawyer, but basically every test you throw at it, it can pass with flying colors. Meaning that it can just deceive and manipulate information at such a high speed. I mean, it's just really incredible the amount of lies it can tell in such a short amount of time. Anybody ever read Dune? I'm just thinking maybe it's time for the Butlerian Jihad. Maybe we just cut it off at the pass, nip it in the bud. But that's just me. We'll get into that a little bit more later. But yes, it is incredibly powerful. Just like some sort of magical electronic dictionary. It's just wild. You know, I could also pass every test known to man if I had access to all of the information in the world and infinite time to do it, but I digress. Meanwhile, Moscow warns U.S. aircraft away from its airspace after drone crash. We'll get into this. America is very mad that Russia chose to have a war where we were trying to do our innocent drone excursion. How dare you? They literally knocked it out of sky by hitting it physically with an airplane. A lot of dissident information coming out of that, but we'll get to the bottom of it, including Lindsey Graham demanding that we go to war and shoot down Russian airplanes because we decided to fly a drone through their airspace. Just stop, Lindsey, for the love of God. Meanwhile, Fed to consider tougher rules for mid-sized banks after SVB collapse, sources say. And again, we'll get into this. It is just exactly what we told you it was. It is the Federal Reserve and the United States government doing everything they can to shut down and consolidate small banks into the larger ones as a part of the overall Great Reset central bank digital currency program that they're running. So you have one bank unable to do its business. So now all the banks have to suffer under massive and unrelenting regulations. That's how this works. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter movement received nearly, these are new numbers, new numbers about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter movement received nearly $83 billion from corporations. $83 billion from corporations. Let's just let that sink in for a little while. Like an industry is a big one when it's considered a billion-dollar industry. $83 billion given to Black Lives Matter. And what have they done with it? Made everything worse for everyone. Thanks, you guys. Meanwhile, scientists warn of phosphageddon as critical fertilizer shortages loom. Oh, it's going to be mass death on a massive worldwide scale. If only somebody had told you this a year ago.
This is one of the best deals out there, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsPhone.com takes you to the satellitephonestore.com site, but you get bigger discounts by using the URL InfoWarsPhone.com. That's 941-955-1020. Steve Quayle.
The nice thing about the Bivy stick is you can use your cell phone, but it turns it into a two-way texting satellite communication device. And the folks at the Satellite Phone Store bundled both a satellite phone and the Bivy stick. And by the way, the Bivy stick is a must for any single woman that has an SOS button on it. But this is critical because I came up with the term no cell, no power, no problem. And the satellite phones, you know, when you and I started advertising these because they are a fabulous sponsor, I mean, these things sold out. So what they've done at the satellite phone store is bundled both the bivvy stick and the satellite phone. This is text only. This is obviously text, the satellite phone and communication. The nice thing about the satellite phones and the bivvy sticks is with the auxiliary power command units that are available from the satellite phone store.
That's right. Important as the phone or the bivvy stick is the satellite power packs that are cutting edge, super high quality, low cost. They got solar panel systems. They've got little portable systems. I mean, there's so much on the store.
I have the portable system right here, and I keep this one right on my desk. You know, I've got a backup solar generator. But I want people to understand this is the kind of stuff that you're going to be relying on. And when you're in communications, you're in control. Look, this isn't just a sales pitch. This is a life pitch. When you go out on a boat, you put life preservers on. When you need to communicate, and I would encourage people to start using their devices, and those of you who basically haven't gotten them yet, to get them ASAP.
They have them ready right now to ship to you. InfoWarsPhone.com. One word, InfoWarsPhone.com.